Governor David Ige submitted his budget adjustments to the legislature at the end of January, which primarily covered expenditures from previous contracts and agreements. The governor says that did not leave much in the state's $12 billion annual spending plan for discretionary funding.
I think when we had calculated, I think we had $40 million that we could add to the budget.
So the governor is asking his department heads to develop strategies to be more efficient and effective and to provide public employees with the tools they need.
You know, I was meeting with the leaders in the Labor Department earlier this week, and I was surprised that today the workers' comp system is entirely paper-based, 100% paper-based. So it's one of those I think we need to look at and try and figure out how we can make a small investment in technology that would allow our workers to be more efficient and effective.
The governor says his goal this session is to work with lawmakers to transform government and produce significant savings, in his words, without a whole ton of resources. Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair Jill Tokuda says revenues appear optimistic, but spending requests from all sides are much more than the money available.
We had anywhere from $500 million to $750 million worth of requests coming at us. Governor came at us with about $117 million in addition to the status quo budget. And then also consider the legislative ads that are coming at us. Some of them are not small numbers at all, but that just gives you an idea of the kinds of requests coming at the committees and this body. And we're going to have to make those tough decisions.
Senator Tokuda says the largest budget item continues to be the $100 million plus commitment for public employee retirement and health plan unfunded liabilities, currently at more than $26 billion. On other matters, the governor says he has yet to appoint a Department of Labor and Industrial Relations director and a couple of other deputies, but he says he selected all of his cabinet nominees and stands firmly behind them. As far as his leadership style, Governor Ige says it's collaborative and quiet.
You know, Governor Burns had said anybody can take a stand, you know, and take a position. Being governor is about making it work, and I really believe that. And so you won't hear big pronouncements about how I'm going to save the public hospitals, but I can assure you that there are many meetings to talk about what needs to get done to make the public hospitals more sustainable.
The governor heads to the National Association meeting next week and plans to talk to federal officials on a number of topics ranging from the health connector, housing, and the reopening of the Kona Airport for international flights. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.